Dossier Addendum. Notes concerning the key individuals in this account. Inquisitor Gideon Ravener supervised the annulment of 5213X, also known in some records as Ghoul. Despite long debates amongst the sector ordos, no attempt to recover an artifact and material from 5213X was ever permitted. Under orders from Battlefleet Scarus, under the command of Lord Admiral Olm Madathine, he annihilated the planet in 392.M41. Ravener continued to serve the Inquisition for several centuries, performing many notable acts, including the destruction of the heretic Thonius Slight, but his posthumous fame results more from the quality of his writings, especially the peerless work The Spheres of Longing. Inquisitor Golesh Haldane survived the destruction of the SN at Jaganda. His bodyguards were forced to sever his leg to free him and carried him to his ship. He spent many years recovering from his horrific injuries, which required still more severe augmetic reconstruction than he had already undergone. He returned to active service, but his career was blighted by his reputation. He was killed, following injury, on Menazoid Epsilon in 765.M41. Harlan Nail continued in the service of the Inquisition for many years, and along with Kara Swole and Alina Coy, joined the staff of Inquisitor Ravener. Their individual fates are not recorded in the Imperial Archive, though it is believed that Nail died circa 450.M41. Crezia Bershilde returned to Gudrun, where she served as Chief Medicae Anatomica at the Universitariate of New Givet, until her retirement due to failing health in 602.M41. Several of her treatises on augmetic surgery have become standard authority texts. Medea Betancourt returned to Glavia and became the director of her family shipwright business, a post she held for 70 years. She disappeared en route to Sarum in 479.M41, although several later reports suggest she survived that date. Lord Inquisitor Flebas Alessandro Rorkin recovered from his ill health and became Grand Master of the Ordos Helicon after the disappearance of Leonid Ozma. He held the post for 315 years. Inquisitor Gregor Eisenhorn is believed to have continued in the service of the Ordos after the events on 5213X, though recorded details of his life and work after that date are conjectural at best. His eventual fate is not recorded in the Imperial Archives. There is no archived mention of the being known as Cherubael. That was Eisenhorn, Hereticus, by Dan Abnett, read by Toby Longworth. This recording is copyrighted to Games Workshop 2017.